So it looks like Jose Baez is in some hot water with the court. Judge Perry is considering a contempt site at the end of the trial, and some sanctions have heated up. This is, I'm recording this for Tuesday, but I'm looking at the, it's Monday morning. I always record the commentary a day in advance. The judge is also mad at the prosecution. It just goes to show you that the system, the way that it is, and how a case is presented to the judge is at best silly. Looking at the defense witnesses, looking at the prosecution witnesses, and looking how the judge not only judges the case because there's a jury, but kind of is the referee to make sure everything is done right. It just makes you see how the system works. Jose Baez is a pompous ass. There's no doubt about that. There's not many defense lawyers that aren't. A good defense lawyer is a pompous ass. He comes forward and does what he can to try and get his client off of what they've been accused of. But where it goes too far, and if Jose Baez was my lawyer, it's time for him to put up or shut up. Getting the judge mad at you is not going to garner any points with the jury. Of course, the jury isn't sitting in with this right now, but isn't going to garner any points with the judge in the system the way that it goes right now. Jose Baez needs to worry more about saving his client than worrying about having to eventually save himself. So, Jose, here's some advice for you. Be quiet. Another thing, this Leonard Padilla and how the media is crawling all over him and letting him come on and spout off his silly nonsense is just mind-boggling. I said this months, if not a year ago, when they were letting him come on all the cable news shows and spout off his theories. A lot of them are just absolutely nuts. Jose Baez and Leonard Padilla both talk too much, and it's time that people started to ignore them. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.